Hundreds of teachers rallied at the state capitol Monday, saying they're calling out Governor Andrew Cuomo for what they say is his anti-public school agenda. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The teachers, including Union Vice President Andy Pallotta, say Governor Cuomo has declared a war on students, parents, and their instructors and is advancing a test-and-punish agenda.
He has no respect. The governor has no respect for public education.
Cuomo wants to change the way teacher evaluations are measured. He'd like to see at least half of a teacher's grade be based on standardized tests associated with the new Common Core curriculum. He's complained that while only one-third of students are passing the new tests connected to the Common Core, 95% of teachers under a two-year-old evaluation system are rated as effective or highly effective.
It's not real. It's not real. You have an evaluation system in name. And you have to go back to the table and try to come up with an evaluation system that's more accurate.
NYSET President Karen McGee, in an interview before the rally, says Cuomo initially endorsed the new teacher rating system. She says the numbers are accurate, and New York's extensive teacher training programs weed out poorly performing teachers early.
The governor set up a system to prove if teachers were effective or not effective. The system proved that New York has good teachers, and that the teaching force in New York State, having one of the most rigorous teaching programs in the country, the teaching force in New York State is strong. So what happened is the results didn't meet what the governor wanted, and he has publicly stated his desire is to fire annually a percentage of teachers. So if he can't reach that goal through this process, then the process is not the right process for the governor.
Governor Cuomo has also raised the stakes with the legislature by linking all of his education reforms to passage of the state budget. He's even held back on the details of his proposed funding for individual schools, saying if the legislature agrees to all of the education policy changes, he'll give the schools more money. McGee says the governor is trying to usurp the local authority of elected school boards.
He's held the state aid runs hostage.
Cuomo also wants to add 100 new charter schools in the state, which are publicly funded by taxpayers but don't have to follow all of the rules and regulations that public schools obey. A pro-charter school group held a smaller event on Monday to support the governor's plans. Tanika Boyd is with the group Students First. She says 250,000 school children are trapped in failing schools.
And we are here today because of these children and our children. Have no more time to wait. We will not let this loud special interest drown out our voices anymore.
All of the speakers at the charter school rally emphasize that they have nothing against teachers, but they say they want better instructors in the state's poorest schools. A number of charter schools are planning a larger rally on Wednesday. Several of the schools are shutting down for the day and bringing their students to lobby. That move was criticized by the teachers' union, which does not take children out of the public schools and holds their events after school hours and on weekends. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.